十。
Text 1.
How was your flight?
Not bad, but I'm a little tired.
Then you'd better take a good rest.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Text 2.
Here, let me help you carry your bags.
Oh, that's all right. I can manage.
Yes, but I've got two hands free.
Okay, thank you very much.
Text 3.
How about another glass of wine?
Great.
Some more chicken?
No, thank you. I've had enough.
Text 4.
I really need to speak to Tom now.
I see. I'll have him call you as soon as he calls in.
Yes, please. My phone number is 5668-2323.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mr. Smith.
Text 5.
Are you free this evening?
Yes, I haven't made any plans.
I'd like to take you out for dinner.
That sounds like a good idea.
Text 6.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from New York, the United States.
Oh, really? That's a big city with a large population, right? Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's a nice place to live in.
Why do you say so?
There is always something exciting to do, and it's never boring.
My place, New Zealand, isn't boring either. You can fish, hike, grow vegetables, and all kinds of things if you like, though it's small and quiet.
I guess so, especially here in New Zealand.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from New York, the United States.
Oh, really? That's a big city with a large population, right? Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's a nice place to live in.
Why do you say so?
There is always something exciting to do, and it's never boring.
My place, New Zealand, isn't boring either. You can fish, hike, grow vegetables, and all kinds of things if you like, though it's small and quiet.
I guess so, especially here in New Zealand.
Text 7.
Oh no, not again. This happens every day.
What's wrong?
Look at the mess, Jim. You have your supper and never do the washing up afterwards.
I don't do the washing up, but I wash the car every week.
I don't care about that. You never help me with the housework.
That's not true, darling. I prepare your meals, right?
Oh, so what? The kitchen's always a mess afterwards. You cook meals and I do the rest every day.
Calm down. Okay, I will do everything in our house from next weekend.
Oh, no. Not again. This happens every day.
What's wrong?
Look at the mess, Jim. You have your supper and never do the washing up afterwards.
I don't do the washing up, but I wash the car every week.
I don't care about that. You never help me with the housework.
That's not true, darling. I prepare your meals, right?
Oh, so what? The kitchen's always a mess afterwards. You cook meals and I do the rest every day.
Calm down. Okay, I will do everything in our house from next weekend.
Text 8.
Hi, Tracy. You're getting ready for tomorrow's lessons, aren't you?
Oh, yes, but I'm a bit nervous. I don't know what will happen in class or how I'll get along with my new classmates.
I can understand. Just take it easy. You'll make a lot of new friends very soon.
Thank you. I'll try my best to get used to my new school life as soon as possible. By the way, what time does the first class begin?
At 8 o'clock. But before that, we have 10 minutes to hand in homework and then 20 minutes for morning reading.
So we must get to school before 7:30, right?
Right.
And how long does each class last?
45 minutes. With a 10-minute break.
Well, I hear that lunchtime is nearly 12 o'clock, and I think I'll be starving by then.
Don't worry. There's a 30-minute break after the second class, so we can buy something to eat, or you may take some cookies and fruits to school.
That's good.
Hi, Tracy. You're getting ready for tomorrow's lessons, aren't you?
Oh, yes, but I'm a bit nervous. I don't know what will happen in class or how I'll get along with my new classmates.
I can understand. Just take it easy. You'll make a lot of new friends very soon.
Thank you. I'll try my best to get used to my new school life as soon as possible. By the way, what time does the first class begin?
At 8 o'clock. But before that, we have 10 minutes to hand in homework and then 20 minutes for morning reading.
So we must get to school before 7:30, right?
Right.
And how long does each class last?
45 minutes with a 10-minute break.
Well, I hear that lunchtime is nearly 12 o'clock, and I think I'll be starving by then.
Don't worry. There's a 30-minute break after the second class, so we can buy something to eat, or you may take some cookies and fruits to school.
That's good.
Text 9.
I visited New York City for the first time recently. My cousin lives in Long Island. After I left there, I went to downtown Manhattan, and it took me almost 2 hours. I'll never forget the moment when I first stepped up from the subway into Manhattan. I enjoyed my first time window shopping on Fifth Avenue. It is very cold in New York in December, but when I saw a Christmas tree with lights all around it, I felt much warmer. In front of the Christmas tree, there was a huge statue, and an ice skating square. Everyone was enjoying themselves there. My cousin and I joined them, and we had a great time there. The next day, my cousin and I visited the Statue of Liberty. We stood under the blue sky, looking up at the face of the Statue of Liberty and enjoying our visit. When we went to the top of the Statue of Liberty, we saw the buildings of downtown Manhattan. From the top of the Statue of Liberty, the people below looked so small that I felt like a giant. In the afternoon, we went to see a movie. I had a wonderful time in New York City.
I visited New York City for the first time recently. My cousin lives in Long Island. After I left there, I went to downtown Manhattan, and it took me almost 2 hours. I'll never forget the moment when I first stepped up from the subway into Manhattan. I enjoyed my first time window shopping on Fifth Avenue. It is very cold in New York in December, but when I saw a Christmas tree with lights all around it, I felt much warmer. In front of the Christmas tree, there was a huge statue and an ice skating square. Everyone was enjoying themselves there. My cousin and I joined them, and we had a great time there. The next day, my cousin and I visited the Statue of Liberty. We stood under the blue sky, looking up at the face of the Statue of Liberty and enjoying our visit. When we went to the top of the Statue of Liberty, we saw the buildings of downtown Manhattan. From the top of the Statue of Liberty, the people below looked so small that I felt like a giant. In the afternoon, we went to see a movie. I had a wonderful time in New York City.
Text 10.
Hello, Sunnyside Inn. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to reserve a room for 2 on the 21st of March.
Okay, let me check our books here for a moment. The 21st of May, right?
No, March, not May.
Oh, sorry. Let me see here.
Are you all booked that night?
Well, we do have one room available, and the view of the city is great.
How much is that?
It's only $200, plus a 10% room tax.
Oh, that's a little too expensive for me. Do you have a cheaper room available, either on the 20th or the 22nd?
Well, would you like a smoking or a non-smoking room?
Non-smoking.
Okay. We do have a few rooms available on the 20th. We're full on the 22nd, unless you want a smoking room.
Well, how much is the non-smoking room on the 20th?
$85, plus 10% room tax.
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, Bob Maxner.
How do you spell your last name, Mr. Maxner?
M-A-E-X-N-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Maxner. We look forward to seeing you on March 20th.
Okay, goodbye.
Hello, Sunnyside Inn. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to reserve a room for 2 on the 21st of March.
Okay, let me check our books here for a moment. The 21st of May, right?
No, March, not May.
Oh, sorry. Let me see here.
Are you all booked that night?
Well, we do have one room available, and the view of the city is great.
How much is that?
It's only $200, plus a 10% room tax.
Oh, that's a little too expensive for me. Do you have a cheaper room available either on the 20th or the 22nd?
Well, would you like a smoking or a non-smoking room?
Non-smoking.
Okay. We do have a few rooms available on the 20th. We're full on the 22nd, unless you want a smoking room.
Well, how much is the non-smoking room on the 20th?
$85, plus 10% room tax.
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, Bob Maxner.
How do you spell your last name, Mr. Maxner?
M-A-E-X-N-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Maxner. We look forward to seeing you on March 20th.
Okay, goodbye.